Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. This afternoon, Joe Biden made his first trip to Florida as the Democratic presidential nominee. Biden spoke to military veterans at Hillsborough Community College. He said President Trump denigrates service members by calling them suckers and losers. Biden said of his late son, Beau, who served in the military, he's gone now, but he was no sucker.
Donald Trump has no idea about the ideas that animate women and men who sign up to serve. Duty, honor, country. That's what service and patriotism is all about. During our administration, President Obama signed the VA Access, Choice, and Accountability Act into law in 2014. President Trump's like to say he passed the VA choice. But just like everything else he seems to be saying, it's a figment of imagination or it's a flat lie.
People opposed to Biden and supporters of the former vice president both rallied outside the event. Today, Florida added another 3,100 coronavirus cases and 146 deaths. Nearly 13,000 people in Florida have died from the virus since March. There has especially been a rise in new positive coronavirus cases among young people in Florida. Robbie Gaffney reports youth infection rates cause a major problem in areas with high poverty and near major universities.
The median age for Leon County residents who've tested positive with the coronavirus in the past few weeks is 19 to 21. That includes more than 1,200 FSU students. Some of those students live in the 32304 zip code, where many low-income families also live. Epidemiologist Dr. Perry Brown says the close proximity between those two groups could be concerning.
The incidence of a particular condition may be greater in lower-income areas. Certainly, the results of being infected are often very, very different between lower-income and upper and higher-income communities.
32304 makes up about 30% of Leon County's total COVID-19 cases. But Brown says regardless of where someone lives, everyone is at risk for catching the disease.
Every day, we are all at risk. Every time we have an interaction with an individual, we're all at risk.
And Brown says just living next door to someone who has the virus doesn't necessarily mean you'll get it. He says it's more about what someone does that determines their risk of catching the disease. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
The Bradenton Herald is reporting that the city of Bradenton sent more than 10 million gallons of partially treated sewage into the Manatee River after an equipment failure this week. The city of Louisville will pay millions to the mother of Breonna Taylor. Louisville's mayor says the city has agreed to a $12 million payment and to reform police practices as part of a lawsuit settlement. It comes months after Taylor's slaying by police thrust the black woman's name into the forefront of national reckoning on race. Taylor's death has sparked months of protests in Louisville and calls nationwide for the officers to be criminally charged. The state's attorney general is investigating police actions in the March fatal shooting. The National Hurricane Center says extreme, life-threatening flash flooding is possible in the western Florida panhandle from Hurricane Sally as it slowly approaches the Gulf Coast. As of the 1 o'clock update, top sustained winds are near 80 miles an hour, but meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says severe flash flooding is the main risk from Sally today and tomorrow as the storm moves slowly.
I'm expecting 10 to 20 inches of rain in a widespread area from Destin and Fort Walton west to Pensacola. Isolated amounts up to 30 inches are possible. Peak storm surges of 3 to 5 feet are likely in that area, with surges as high as 1 to 3 feet as far east as the Nature Coast.
Hurricane Sally is expected to make landfall around midday tomorrow between coastal Mississippi and the far western Florida panhandle. The rain directly from Sally may not diminish until Friday when the storm gets picked up by a cold front. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, thunderstorms are likely. Overnight lows will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.